share with the neighbor real quick, what are you most excited about being here? Here's what I'd like you to do. Does anybody know what direction that is? East. East. Stay standing. Okay, we're not done yet. Can't be tired yet. You guys are full of life, right? Yeah. Everybody turn that way if you would. Now, shake your hands out a little bit. Give that person in front of you a 20-second wake-up massage. Go, 20 seconds, wake them up. Touch that person right there. 20 seconds, 20 seconds. Switch, 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 switch. Here we go.
Oh, oh, yeah, oh.
Woo! Very good, very good. Good job, good job. Okay. Have a seat. Excellent. Now, you should see your faces. That's closer to a 10. That's much better. You guys have got evaluations to fill out, and I know in a couple evaluations there are a few people going to write out, somebody touched me at that opening session. I don't know about that touching thing. What was that about? The reason I want to praise you is, I mean, it's easy in today's society to write a check. Is that true? Just easy to write it. You guys are hands-on every day. Many of you, I know, have thrift stores. Some of you, when you walk into that thrift store, most of you brighten that place when you walk in. Is that true? The danger is you can't brighten it when you leave. Energy is crucial, okay? I think we're blessed to live in America. What do you think? Yeah. I mean, country of choice, people from all over the world, they're still fighting to get into the good old US of A, right? Knock us, we take our shots. This is a very small line of people thinking, you know, if I could just get into France, everything would be okay. If you look at the statistics, America donates more hours for volunteering, donates more money per capita than any country in the world, okay? But I think right now in America, it's an interesting time. I think it's fairly easy to be successful and make a difference in America. What do you think? Yes. I think it's fairly easy because so many people are satisfied with being mediocre. What do you think? A lot of people are just satisfied with just being okay. Here's how some people go through life. Put your hands like this if you would. Tilt your head for me. Give me a big sigh. Everybody go like this? Repeat after me. La, la, la. La, honey, I'm home. La, la, la. When's that meeting? I'll try to make that. La, la, la. Some people get stuck there. Is that true? Okay, my goal is that that's not going to happen today. I want to kick this off with some fun. There's a handout right there, and the reason I'm asking you to write something down, and doing this over the last 20 years, the retention rate just goes way up on what you're doing. I want to make a difference for you. We're going to talk about different areas of your life. I want to make a difference. You're not going to agree with everything I have to say. Is that okay? Just not going to happen. We're going to talk about the formula for getting switched off. Some of your friends who aren't involved in the Assistance League are switched off. Is that possible? They're just negative. I mean, one of the best things about getting involved in this are the people you hang out with. Is that true? If somebody gets switched off in life, it's rarely a catastrophic event, financially or socially. For example, we've got, I guess, mostly women and Mr. Daniels and I, but what's the number one killer of men in America? What is it? Not women, no, that is not right, no. Regardless of what you may think, no, that is not correct, no. No, it's number one for women over 42, what is it? Heart disease. One out of two people in the room right now we know are going to die of heart disease. And the number's getting better or worse, everybody? They're getting worse. But if you look at the American Heart Association website, true statistic, okay, 42% of the heart attack cases, what's the first symptom of heart disease? Not stress, not obesity. No, not inactivity. Sudden death. It's true. 42% of the time, first sign of any trouble. Tough to recover from sudden death. They haven't figured that one out yet, okay? But is that the day the person got heart disease, everybody? No, it was a lifetime of little things. If a marriage breaks apart, it could have been one catastrophic blunder, and that does happen, but usually it's just little things repeated day after day after day after day. Does that make sense? Things happen financially. I saw this. It was a funny story about America. It said one quarter of Americans believe their best chance for building wealth for retirement is by playing the lottery. Not patiently saving and spending, okay? Here's a formula I'd like to give you right here. Here's what it says. It says committing a few errors in judgment, if you'd write that down. A formula for getting switched off is committing a few errors in judgment and repeating them every day. That's the subtlety of failure. A few little errors in judgment, you repeat that day after day after day. But I think the biggest game in America is the blame game. What do you think? Very few people want to step up and say, you know, the reason I'm not getting any better is me. They want to blame everybody else, right? Okay? I was reading a book on Zen philosophy by Zen master Chuck Norris. Does everybody know Chuck? Don't laugh at Chuck. Chuck will kick your ass, okay? Chuck was 3-time full contact world karate champion, okay? You don't mess with Chuck. But here's an interesting Chinese proverb, okay? Everybody take a deep breath for me, if you would. Exhale. No, I'm kidding. Ancient Chinese proverb says this, and it's very profound. It says, if you don't change the direction you're going, you're going to wind up where you're headed. But here's the key. A lot of people don't want to look what direction they're going. Is that true? Part of my goal here today is, because I know things are going well, but in our lives, we've all got a few things that aren't working. Is that true? Yes. Okay, so if we can just identify a couple little things today, make one decision, that's what it's about. Because a lot of people don't want to lift their head up because they don't want to look at the consequences. My grandfather used to tell a funny story. Grandfather Eichelberger actually passed away before I was born. And he always told these stories my dad handed down. He said, you know, they were out for their 46th wedding anniversary, I think it was, 46 or 45. And they went to a beautiful restaurant. And as they're leaving the restaurant, he got pulled over by the police. And a policeman said, you know, you ran through a stop sign right back there, 2 blocks back. You didn't even slow down. He says, I don't even think there was there. I didn't even see it. Ask my wife. She's my witness. And she says, officer, if there's one thing I've learned in 46 years of marriage to this man, I never argue with him when he's been drinking. Those little errors in judgment. Okay. So here's what I want to share with you, because I think there's a reason I'm here. I think that I've been blessed to be here today. It is not an accident that I'm here today. And one thing I want to challenge you on is this next thing you write down. Here's what it says. It says, I can overcome neglect. I can overcome neglect. Now, let me gauge the audience here. Everybody look at me and smile if you would. Okay, how many of you talk to yourself? I'm curious. How many of you talk to yourself? Now, what's your name? I can't see. Marion. Now, Marion, you weren't the only one. Most people's hands went up right away. Marion went. What was she doing? Talking to herself. She was talking to herself. Okay. Here's one of the things I want to share with you. Okay. Take a deep breath again. Is there anything or any area of your life or anyone you know you're neglecting right now in your life? Some part of your life you know you're neglecting. Hello? Okay, we've probably got an area there, so think about that. But here's the good news. It says, I can overcome neglect, it says, and correct the subtle errors, if you'd write that in. Correct the subtle errors that lead to disaster. Subtle errors that lead to disaster. Most of us aren't making huge errors every day, but here's the danger. Some people put their life in compartments. They say, well, I know this is an area I'm not really working on right now, but it's okay. It really doesn't impact anything else. Is that true? Multiple ramifications. Everything affects everything. Here's the formula for getting more switched on for you. It says, put myself first. Put yourself first. Now, I'm not saying being selfish, right? I'm just saying the best gift you can give back to the people who rely on you with all the programs you